Title: Tension and Release in Fast Tempos. For DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. All right, let's build tension and release at drum and bass tempo in a way that still feels clean, mixable, and DJ friendly. Because at 174 BPM, there's a trap. If everything is on all the time, your track stops having shape. The listener gets used to the intensity, and the drop doesn't feel like a drop anymore. So the whole mission today is contrast management. We're going to control density, spectrum, groove feel, and expectation, while keeping the structure predictable in 16s and 32s so a DJ can mix it without guessing. By the end, you'll have a practical arrangement template: 32-bar intro, 64-bar drop split into two halves, 32-bar breakdown, 64-bar second drop, and a 32-bar outro. And more importantly, you'll have a workflow you can reuse: an energy ladder for drums, tension automation on bass, and transition habits that translate in clubs. Step 0. Set the session up so the grid does the work. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature 4/4. Go into arrangement view and drop locators every 16 bars. Bar 1, 17, 33, 49, 65, and keep going. This is not busy work. This is you committing to drum and bass phrasing. Most of your tension moves are going to happen right at the ends of these phrases. Bar 15 into 16. Bar 31 into 32. That's where DJs and listeners subconsciously expect a signal. Also set global quantization to 1 bar, if you like to audition ideas in session view. The point is, everything snaps into phrase logic. Now step 1. The drum energy ladder. This is where fast tempo tension becomes easy. Create a drum group, and think of it as 4 intensity lanes you can swap between. Not 4 totally different drum kits. Same identity, different density. Lane is ghost. This is your intro and breakdown vibe. Maybe no kick at all, or barely any. Snare still hits on 2 and 4, but lighter. Hats are just offbeats. Maybe a tiny Foley or shaker loop super low, almost like texture. Lane beat is light. This is your mix-friendly intro and outro lane. Add a basic 2-step kick pattern. Add a 16th hat groove, but with velocity variation so it breathes instead of sounding like a sewing machine. Lane C is full. This is your drop bass line. Full kick and snare. Your main hats, maybe a ride or air layer, and your core percussion groove. Lane D is full plus. This is peak tension. Extra ghost snares, tom fills, little amen style edits, or a top loop break layer that adds urgency. Here's a coaching note. At 174, treat tension like a metered resource. If you keep one anchor constant like the 2 and 4 snare, you can push and pull everything else aggressively without losing DJ usability. Pick one anchor per section and protect it. Implementation in Ableton. You can do this a few ways. You can put variations into a single drum rack and use chain selector map to a macro to switch patterns. Or you can duplicate your MIDI clip across 4 drum tracks and just automate mutes per section. The second method is less fancy but super reliable. On the drum group bus, use stock devices and keep it controlled. Drum bus for weight and density, but don't overdo boom and DNB. Often boom is 0. Add a touch of crunch, then a saturator with soft clip-on, just a couple dB drive, blue compressor with a slower-ish attack, auto-release, 2:1, and you're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at the loudest. Then EQ 8, high pass around 20 to 30 HC and maybe a gentle dip around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. A simple tension move that works almost every time. Automate drum bus drive up by just 1 dB over the last 8 bars before a drop. Then snap it back exactly at impact. That snap back is part of the release. It's not only more, it's change. Step 2. DJ-friendly intro and outro. This is where your track becomes playable, not just listenable. For the intro, we're doing 32 bars. Bars 1 to 16. Keep it stable. Light drums only. No heavy bass movement. This is a mix handle. If a DJ drops this over another track, they need predictable drums and no sub-drama. Bar 17 to 32. Now you can show personality. Add teasers, a bass stab, a razor, a vocal shot. But keep the sub simple and disciplined. Practical DJ rule. First 16 bars are about trust. Second 16 bars are about flavor. For the outro, reverse it. Remove the lead hooks first. Reduce bass movement. Keep drums steady long enough that a DJ can blend out cleanly. Teacher tip. Color code intro. Drop 1, break, drop 2, outro. Sounds basic, but it speeds up decision-making later because you can see energy flow at a glance. Step 3. Bass tension is expectation plus restraint. Build a bass group with at least 2 tracks, a sub-track and a mid-bass track. Optional extra. stabs or FX bass. On the sub-track, keep it clean and mono. Operator with a sine or triangle. EQ8 if you need to tame anything. Saturator with soft clip-on. 1 to 3 dB drive. Then utility set to mono, width 0. Club systems do not care about your wide sub experiment. They care that the drop hits. On the mid-bass, you can use wavetable or operator. Then saturator, then auto filter, maybe amp if you want character, then EQ8. Set auto filter to a 24 dB low pass. Use a little drive. Then map the cutoff to a macro called tension. Now the key technique. In the 8 bars before a drop, automate the mid-bass filter cutoff slightly down, darker, while increasing saturation drive a touch. Then at the drop, open the cutoff and ease saturation back. This is a psychoacoustic release. You didn't change the bass sound. You changed how unlocked it feels. DJ friendly note. Keep the sub rhythm stable in mix sections. Do your fancy movement in the mids, because that won't wreck a blend as easily. Step 4. Negative space. At this tempo, silence is violence. Even a 1-beat gap at 174 feels huge, so you don't need to stack 12 effects to create tension. You need one clean dropout placed at the right bar. Try this. In bar 15 of a 16-bar phrase, remove the kick for 1 beat. Keep hats going. Let the reverb tail hang. Then bar 16, add a short fill or a reversed cymbal that points into the impact. And another big one. On the very first bar of the drop, keep it clean. Let the groove establish before you start showing off. If you overfill immediately, you burn your peak energy in 1 second. Ableton Tools, put utility on the drum group and automate gain down to negative infinity for an eighth note or a quarter note to create a super clean gap without chopping audino. Then use a reverb on a return track with a plate or large room, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and high pass inside the reverb at 200 to 400 Hz so you're not fogging up the low end. Automate the send up right before the gap, so the tail hangs when the drums disappear. Step 5. Risers and downlifters for DNB. Short and effective. Long EDM risers often feel wrong here. Use 2-bar and 4-bar rises. Stock riser recipe. Noise from operator or even a hat loop. Auto filter high pass sweeping up. Saturator increasing slightly. Reverb increasing into the drop. Optional pitch envelope up a few semitones over 2 bars for urgency. Downlifter. Crash with a reverb tail plus filtered noise falling. And a key detail for release. Reduce the reverb quickly after impact. Drop equals clarity. If the reverb stays huge, the drop feels smeared. Step 6. The 2-drop strategy. Release is often simpler, not bigger. For a DJ-friendly 64-bar drop, split it into 4 16-bar chapters. First 16. Establish the groove. Full lane, but not overcooked. Second 16. Add full plus tops, or add a bass call and response so it feels like it's opening up. Third 16. Pull a layer. This is a release by clarity. People underestimate how powerful less is at high BPM. Fourth 16. Reintroduce and signal the next section with a fill. Then a breakdown that resets tension without killing momentum. Instead of removing drums completely, keep a filtered two-step and maybe a rim or clave. That way DJs can still ride the groove and your re-entry feels inevitable. For drop 2, you can go heavier, more minimal, or do a switch up. Here's an advanced DJ safe trick. The fake double drop. In the second 16 of a drop, swap only one pillar at a time. Keep drums identical and change the bass phrase. Or keep bass identical and swap the top loop. Or keep both, but change where the gaps land. It feels like a switch up, but the grid stays stable for mixing. Now an automation idea for your bass group. Build a macro called darkness. Link it to auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, and maybe a tiny amount of chorus or ensemble. But here's the move. Automate that chorus amount off at impact. The build gets wide and nervous. Then the drop lands dry and centered. That contrast hits hard. Step 7. Transitions designed for DJs. Impacts, markers, and mix safety. DJs love predictable moments. Clean 16s and 32s. Strong impacts at drops and switch-ups, and not too many random breaks in intros and outros. Build an impact stack. A wide crash. A short mono sub drop. A snare bomb layer. And a very short room reverb pop. Extra sound design coaching. Make an impact bus group for these layers. Put saturator with soft clip on that group. High pass your reverb return aggressively. This keeps the impact loud without eating headroom, especially in the low end. For the sub drop, keep it disciplined. Operator with a pitch envelope. Start an octave up. Dive to the root in about 150 to 250 milliseconds. Then fade by 300 to 500 milliseconds. mono, short tail, so it doesn't smear the first kick. Also, add phrase signaling markers, not fills every time. Markers, choose one subtle sound like a rim shot, a tiny reverse cymbal, a vocal chop and place it consistently at the end of each 16. Bar 16, 32, 48, 64. Keep it low in the mix. This answers the DJ's question, where am I, even on a first listen. Now, advanced tension tricks that still stay DJ safe. One is forward motion. In the last two bars, before a drop, nudge only your top percussion slightly earlier using track delay, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Leave kick and snare dead center. Then at impact, reset track delay to zero. It feels like the track leans forward, then lands. Another is microdynamics. Instead of adding layers, automate velocity ranges on hats and ghost snares over 8 to 16 bars. The ear reads rising intensity, but the mix doesn't get cluttered. Another is polyrhythmic tension. Add a very quiet percussion element that repeats every 3/16 or 5/16. Let it run for 8 bars pre-drop, then mute it right on the downbeat of the drop. The unresolved cycle builds expectation, and the reset feels like release. Another is spectral handoff. Over the last 8 bars before impact, thin low mids around 200 to 500 Hz on the bass bus by 1 to 2 dB, while making a hats or noise layer slightly brighter around 2 to 4 kHz. At the drop, restore those low mids and reduce the brightness. The drop feels heavier without adding sub. And a DJ weapon, the anti-climax into bigger drop. At bar 31 or 32, do a convincing pre-drop hit. Then instead of dropping full, do 4 bars of minimal drums plus some only, then the real drop. It's a surprise, but it still lands on clean phrase boundaries, so it stays mixable. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you build. If your mid-bass is full on for 3 minutes, drops stop feeling like drops. If you overfill every 4 bars, DJs lose stability and listeners lose the ability to feel the big moments. If your sub is doing too much in intros and outros, blends get messy. If your risers are too long or too loud, it stops feeling like DNB. And please, keep sub mono, watch stereo low mids, and use utility to control width. Now a fast club translation check you can do right inside Ableton. On the master, create a DJ check rack with 2 macros. One macro is mono check, utility width to 0. The other is small system. EQ 8 with a low cut around 35 to 45 Hz and a gentle high cut around 14 to 16 kHz. Flip these during transitions. If the drop only works in full stereo and full range, don't chase loudness. This audio version is shortened for playback.